Coalfield residents in Appalachia worry that their water and health are being harmed by nearby mining.
It's a nightmare, honestly. It's a nightmare. I really want clean water. It's not a whole lot to ask for either.
That story from the Ohio Valley Resource is just ahead. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Teachers are watching closely as a task force studying fixes to a health insurance program for West Virginia public employees prepares to finalize its recommendations. American Federation of Teachers West Virginia President Fred Albert told the Charleston Gazette-Mail that state officials made a promise and teachers want to see they keep it. Governor Jim Justice created the Public Employees Insurance Agency Task Force at the height of the statewide teacher walkout in February. The panel was charged with finding ways to reduce costs and improve benefits and to resolve ongoing funding shortfalls. The full PEIA task force is scheduled to meet today with the goal of giving recommendations to the legislature by tomorrow. A task force subcommittee has forwarded recommendations from Justice that would give employees in counties bordering other states greater flexibility for healthcare access. A growing body of research shows that people living near mountaintop removal coal mines face increased risks of disease linked to pollutants in air and water. A new report from a human rights group argues that the mining industry has tried to suppress the science about health risks and has forced coal-filled communities to take on the industry's costs. Sydney Bowles visited residents who are hoping for clear answers and clean water.
Jason Walker peers into the 1,000-gallon water tank that sits in his backyard.
It's actually pretty clear.
The tank is lined with bright green algae, and at the bottom there's a pile of sand. This tank is where Jason and his mother, who lives next door in rural Wyoming County, West Virginia, have been getting their water after mountaintop removal mining started nearby.
The coal mines at the top of the ridge up here, they let off a blast around 2 o'clock, 2:30. My windows will rattle, my dishes will shake. You'll actually feel the blast.
Mountaintop removal mining uses explosives to blast off mountaintops and expose coal seams. Toxic particulates are released into the air, and excess material is dumped into valleys, disrupting ecosystems and releasing chemicals into streams and groundwater. People living near surface mines have long suspected the practice was to blame for health problems ranging from asthma to skin conditions to cancer. A growing body of research supports those suspicions, but an advocacy group's new report draws attention to the ways that science has been suppressed and how the cost of dealing with the health risks has shifted from industry to community. Sarah Sadoun of the international organization Human Rights Watch authored the report.
The question is how we make these decisions as a society. Are we considering all the evidence and all the costs that are borne by the people live around these mines?
Sadoun found that the mining industry had a role in the 2017 repeal of the Stream Protection Rule, an Obama-era regulation that would have blocked surface mining within 100 feet of a stream. When Congress considered the repeal, Sadoun said, lawmakers relied on industry-funded research that overestimated the economic cost the rule would have. For Jason Walker, the cost was steep. Walker is 31. He works delivering newspapers and at an auto parts store. He and his mother live about half a mile downhill from the mine.
Maybe about 10 to 12 years ago, our water started turning terrible. The color, the texture, the smell was ungodly.
In the past few years, the Walker's well dried up completely. Now, they drink and cook with bottled water, and for everything else, they pump and treat water directly from the stream. A stream, Walker says, that sometimes runs black with runoff from the mine.
Beggars can't be choosy.
Walker has been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, a chronic inflammation that researchers have linked to elevated iron levels. Before the well dried up, West Virginia's Environmental Agency tested it and found high levels of manganese and more than 25,000 parts per billion of iron. The EPA recommends a limit of just 300 parts per billion. In 2016, Walker and several nearby families sued Dynamic Energy, the company operating the mine they blamed for their health problems. They lost that suit and an appeal. Lawyers for the families couldn't prove conclusively that pollutants in the stream and the wells were the result of the dynamic energy mine. Indiana University Bloomington environmental health professor Michael Hendricks spent years researching the health effects of mountaintop removal mining. He knows how hard it is to prove causation in this field. But after 13 years of research, he feels confident there's more than just a correlation.
Even after, over and above, any effects that are due to smoking or age or insurance or poverty or education and others, there's an independent, significant effect of living in mining communities that contributes to poor health.
Proponents of surface mining have cast doubt on Hendricks' work, even going so far as to finance research that yielded opposing conclusions.
As more studies were coming out and the evidence began to gain more visibility, they would critique the studies in one way or another, and they would often say that we didn't control for smoking or poverty or other variables when in fact we did.
The highly respected National Academy of Sciences had assigned a panel to provide some answers on mining's health effects. But in August of 2017, the Trump administration's Interior Department abruptly canceled their work, an unprecedented move that raised questions about the coal industry's influence in the Interior Department. An influential member of Congress aims to find out why the work was canceled. Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva will take control of the House Committee on Natural Resources, which oversees the Interior Department. A spokesperson for committee Democrats told the Ohio Valley Resource that Grijalva does intend to look into the cancellation of the study when his party takes power. Back in Wyoming County, Jason Walker has a more immediate concern.
I really want clean water. It's not a whole lot to ask for either. It's really not.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.